Most of us create a will and we hope that our wishes are going to be carried out. Nobody bothered to ask any police officer that existed at that time what their opinion was being the beneficiaries of this trust. The attorney general never sought them out. The town council never sought them out. The town council's attorney never sought them out. Violet Conley's executrix and lawyer for the estate never sought them out. And so it all happened. They had no idea. The current plan is to build a house of $600,000 or more for the benefit currently of one person for the entire town. And those guys are like, well, why don't you build me a $600,000 house? That's what she wanted. Right. It was her money. It would seem that any prudent planning board, which is represented by a town solicitor, would say, what was the deal with this property? How did the town come to own it 8 years ago? Not once is that ever asked. And it's such a huge glaring omission. My clients tell me they have never been offered the opportunity to rent any place, let alone at that property. The suit isn't really about a personal vendetta against any one person. It's just, take me back in the time machine, bring me back to 2011, let the police officers interests be known to the judge and what the true intent of Mrs. Conley was at the time, and see if we can't rectify this situation before it gets out of hand. We'll be going in very shortly asking for a restraining order because we understand that the property's being constructed to benefit, as I would put it, anybody else but the police officers. They're building, a house for the use of the town manager. On the property that was purchased with the money that Violet Conley left for the benefit of the police officers so they could have reduced rent.
And your feeling is the farther they go, there really will be irreparable harm, right?
Oh, yeah, because if they start building this and they incur this huge amount of debt, there's going to be a huge fight over who's going to pay for it now. Why should we pay for the police officers? Or somebody's going to say, well, why didn't you stand up and stop us? And that's what we're doing now. But the officers themselves, you ask any of the six in my complaint, and they'll tell you they've never been approached by a soul about renting any of that property. And they've never been approached and told a price or that it was too high or too low. They know what they can afford. And like I said, it's my belief, and I'll dig it out when we start subpoenaing documents and records, that the amounts that are being obtained are more than what the police officer can afford now. And there should be no cost to maintaining that property other than, you know, the basics.
Final question. What do you think she'd think about all this going on right now?
I think she'd be ripping mad. She was not a soft-spoken woman, I understand. And she was an honest person. And I think she'd be ripping mad that they just pushed her aside and didn't listen to what she said with the things that she earned from her own hard work.